98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q
Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Federal Trade Commission and 17 state attorneys general have filed an antitrust lawsuit against Amazon.
The lawsuit also says that Amazon buries listings offered at lower prices on other sites while charging sellers high fees, forcing merchants to raise their prices on the platform as well as on other e-commerce sites in order to keep their products competitive on Amazon. Some estimates show Amazon controls about 40% of the e-commerce market. Amazon says the FTC is wrong on the facts and the law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The strike by Hollywood screenwriters is over. Leaders of the Writers Union declared their nearly five-month-old strike over on Tuesday. Baltimore police are naming a suspect in the killing of a young tech entrepreneur. Jason Billingsley is wanted for first-degree murder in connection with the death of Paba LaPere. The 26-year-old's body was found Monday morning in her apartment with signs of blunt force trauma. LaPere was the CEO and co-founder of a multi-million dollar Baltimore tech company and had been named a Forbes 30 Under 30 list. The holiday season's approaching and UPS is planning to hire thousands.
UPS is planning to hire more than 100,000 workers and at higher pay than a year ago to help with the holiday rush. Seasonal package drivers will start with hourly pay of $23. Package handlers will get $21. UPS says it's got industry-leading pay, but the job market is still tight, and they're not sure how tough it'll be to find workers. Among the challenges, a shortage of younger people who have driver's licenses, making it harder to fill UPS driver's slots. UPS has streamlined the hiring process. They say most applicants can get a job offer within 20 minutes of filling out an online application. I'm Rita Foley.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt. I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself. Because once I called Trinity, they took care of me and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
A UN agency wants the United Nations to crack down on the Taliban rulers.
A UN agency has called on the United Nations to legally declare the crackdown by Afghanistan's Taliban rulers on women and girls gender apartheid. The Taliban took power in August 2021 during the final weeks of the U.S. and NATO forces pullout from Afghanistan after 20 years of war. Under their harsh interpretation of Islamic law, or Sharia, girls are barred from school beyond the sixth grade, and women are barred from almost all jobs, public spaces, and gyms. Beauty salons have been closed recently. The agency, UN Women, told the Security Council that severe enforcement of the edicts is exacerbating mental health issues and suicidal thoughts, especially among young women. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden is in the San Francisco Bay Area raising money for his reelection campaign. News and analysis at townhall.com. Cars are getting safer, so why are more pedestrians and cyclists dying? Correspondent Jennifer King explains.
Crash fatalities have gone up 43% since 2011, due in part to speeding, drunk driving, neglecting seatbelts, and more miles driven. But pedestrian and cyclist deaths increased by 64%. Experts say a steep rise in the sales of pickup trucks and SUVs could be partly to blame. That's according to officials at both the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety and the Department of Transportation. Studies show the height and boxy front ends of the vehicles create blind spots and hit pedestrians higher in the body than sedans, resulting in more serious injuries. I'm Jennifer King.
Salt water flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the drought-stricken Mississippi River has Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards asking President Biden to declare a state of emergency in the state. Louisiana says the salt water is threatening the drinking water. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast overnight with lows around 54. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 65. Cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 51. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. Upper 60s Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the low 70s. Take a look at the extended forecast, 77 on Saturday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 54 overnight. High of 65 tomorrow. Lows level off around 51 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 59.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got the Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap, couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little
in a bar, the last time that you're dancing in a familiar name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last time coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. It could be your last night lonely.
Last Night Lonely. Got Miranda Lambert on the way for you. Some Nate Smith coming up on your favorite country station, George Bird, Mind on You.
Well, baby, you're a wildfire that light me up, that light of control. Yeah, you know. Baby, you're a tall drink, little top shelf that'll get me gone. Hold on.
Online at 98qcountry.com. 90s classics. 98 Q Country.
And World on Fire. This is a crazy world we live in. A man in Massachusetts, I believe, is facing multiple charges after he was caught running a dental office. See, he's not a dentist, but he was running a dental office out of the back of a convenience store. Who signs up to go see a dentist and have your tooth pulled behind a 7-Eleven? I think you should arrest the people who went there also. Come on, let's think about this. They're not the sharpest people. They probably need to be looked in on.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Ready, ready, ready. Brand new country.
So freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth line life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Trying to get to the view, I'm at the bottom, but the sky's still pretty damn blue. They say heaven is somewhere on the other side, but I ain't waiting. Hell, I'm thinking it's a state of mind. Shining like a diamond, only silver linings in the clouds. And if it starts to rain, I don't worry about a thing. I pull my rose-colored Ray-Bans out. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road.
And online at 98qcountry.com.
Thank you. 98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
That song right there is number one this week. Bailey Zimmerman hitting him out of the park with the success of his latest album. That one is Religiously. His album, Religiously, as well. My name is Penrod. Thanks for popping in. Lots of great country coming up. Hardy and Lainey Wilson teamed up for a former number one song. Old Dominion had a number one with what we're going to play for you in a couple minutes as well. And will Carrie Underwood get a number one song out of her latest offering? We'll have all those and more coming up for you in just.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast overnight with lows around 54. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 65. Cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 51 tomorrow night. Overcast skies. Upper 60s Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the low 70s. Take a look at the extended forecast, 77 on Saturday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 54 overnight. High of 65 tomorrow. Lows level off around 51 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 59.
This is really good.
Now it's time for
today's hottest country.
The hottest country.
The hottest.
98 Q Country.
Something in the headlights.
tear in her bloodstained shirt. She didn't tell the whole truth, but she didn't have to. I knew what had happened to her. I didn't load her down with questions. That girl had been through enough. I just threw it in drive, looked in those eyes and asked her where he was. I don't know.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We stay good as new, like a fresh corner paint. You'd be mine. Light.
classics.
With Out of That Truck. Well, Carrie Underwood, probably going to take that song to number one, don't you think? She recently attended her first ever Sunday night football game. I think it's been 11 years since she's been doing the Sunday night football rollout song. She makes about $1 million every time she does one. So what is it, $16 million or something like that? Well, anyway, a year. She finally made it to her first game this past Sunday night. It's about time.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Tomorrow. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
We're going to show off some of our best stuff.
Let's go.
We're ready to tear it up.
The world famous
98Q Country.
All right. All right. Yeah, it's all right. All right.
Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine.
the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
You've been losing sleep since 93.